Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, fetishists and fiancés, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. And sex is what we talk about here on Radio Suzy One, the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation. From your hard drive, penetrating your software. And tonight we are starting off talking about a certain aspect of sex, a socially sanctioned institution. And like any institution, school, court, prison, or mental wards, it can feel very confining. But there's a certain joy to this institution that is usually lacking from those others. Well, maybe not school, if you went to a cool school. We are talking about the institution of mariage tonight on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Among other subjects, but tonight our first subjects are guests here in studio. Look at them. They're getting married in the afternoon. Tomorrow, yep. Actually, tomorrow, Jared and Karen.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm married. We're married. Max is my beloved engineer and prince and butler, Svengali, and oh my golly, he's my husband. And we love being married in our eccentric fashion. But you know what Chris Rock said? What did he say? Being single is about being lonely and being married. You're either single and lonely or married and bored. That's the fate of humanity.
No, that's true.
I don't know. I'm not bored. But, I mean, it can set in. I mean, we do a lot of things.
actively to stave off the boredom. And you certainly don't have a boring premarital life. We know that from your previous appearance on Radio Suzy One. You're friends of Grace's. Mm-hmm. And you were here, Jared, in the studio a few weeks ago, months ago?
About a month ago.
A little over a month ago. And you, Princess Karen, you're wearing your bridal tiara, looking very bridal. You were talking with us live from Canada?
Yes, from Ontario, Canada.
Yes, and we had a wonderful orgasmic conversation.
That was a lot of fun.
It was. Had you ever come on the air before? Wow, the alarms are going off. Just, yeah. That's it was a five-alarm conversation, definitely. So, had you ever had one of those before? I mean, on the air.
Not on the air. On internet chat. I helped to moderate a small forum online.
Mm, right.
But that was only, you know, maybe two or three listeners. This was a much bigger event.
Millions. And it's still playing on Radio Suzy One at drsusanblock.tv/radio. Just look for, gosh, I forget the name of the show, though. It was something
it had
to
do with feet.
It had to do with feet. And because we had Amber Berlin on that show, and she's a foot model, but you were certainly the climax of the program with your just fabulous verbal interaction and orgasm.
Well, I do enjoy an audience.
Was it real?
Yes.
It seemed real. I mean, you never can tell over the phone and on the air. It's audio.
It was real.
You can't really tell. But you can tell?
Oh, yeah.
You know me well enough by now.
You know her well enough.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Either that or you're in cahoots with her and you're telling me it was real. No, okay. No, it was real. Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. And also, I felt the reality of it. Do you remember that one? Do you remember that on-air orgasm, Max?
Yes, I do, actually.
Did you believe that one? You're a connoisseur.
I'm a believer anyway.
Yeah, of audio orgasms. But some of them sound really fake.
I believe everything everybody tells me.
Especially when we tell guys that call here and want to come, we say, okay, you got to do it in 10 seconds.
I'm innocent.
But
I know nothing.
You know.
You tell me something, then I know. I don't know otherwise.
Okay. Well, you can maintain your Miranda rights. But I will go out on a limb and say that I felt it was very real, and I feel that your passion is very real. Of course, that doesn't tell me what your marriage is going to be like.
Well, what would you like to know?
I want to know why you want to get married.
Well,
what are your thoughts on the eve of your big day?
Start the future.
Start the future.
I guess the biggest thing is that we are citizens of different countries. And
practical woman, yep.
Yeah, and we really enjoy our relationship as it is, but as time goes on, the distance gets more difficult.
Mm.
And it would be really nice to be able to live together and share more time and more experiences together.
Well, that's a really good practical reason to get married. I mean, there's nothing starry-eyed about that. It's you want to live together, and with laws being what they are, you can do that at length while married. And you chose the U.S. USA. It's because of our soccer team, right?
Of course.
So is that your reason for getting married, Jared?
Pretty much the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anybody else I want to spend the rest of my life with. I mean, she's just amazing. She's everything I want, shares all my same interests,
yeah.
Doesn't question anything.
So it's not just the sex, and I don't mean just in a sense of only, but...
Well, that's a very important part of it, too.
Well, it is. It's a very, very important
part. We are entirely sexually compatible in every way.
Yeah. We could hear that.
And also, it can be difficult to find a partner who agrees with allowing each person in the relationship their freedom to explore with other people as well. And that is something that was important to both of us.
Mm. And it'll especially get more important as you're married for a few years. Well, how long have you known each other?
5 years now?
No. 5 years ago was when we met in person for the first time. We'd been talking for about a year and a half before that.
Okay, so six and a half years.
6.5 years.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. You're the mathematician in the couple. All right. And so you just talk to each other on the internet. That's right. It's coming back to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has kind of been like a journey.
Basically, yeah.
Definitely. You know, you were countries apart and communicating through cyberspace, then, you know, meeting off and on and continuing to communicate through cyberspace and telephones and a radio show. And now, gosh, here you are, ready to move in and become part of an institution. I mean, how do you feel about that? About now, you know, I mean, people, the marriage is about an announcement to the community of humanity that you're committed, you know, mm-hmm. like to a mental ward.
We're both nuts, so I mean, it makes sense.
Right. It is a little bit nutty. I mean, what do you think about all the, you know, the rumors and the legends and the stories about marriage, how it kind of, you know, it doesn't do it to everybody, but it does it to a lot of couples, how it sort of drains the passion out of the marriage. And that's in a good marriage.
Oh, yes, I know. I think that was one thing that has been why it's taken us so long to make this step, is that neither one of us wanted that to happen. But we've talked about that and talked about, and again, I think that's part of why openness is so important to us, because it allows a wider range of exploration. And when boredom, you know, boredom does happen, it gives a lot of, I guess, I'm losing my words here. It gives a wider variety of opportunities for dealing with that boredom, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, boredom is a sign that you've gotten at least some of your needs taken care of, that you're not, you know, kind of suffering. I mean, boredom is, I mean, you can suffer from boredom, but getting to the boredom stage, at least you're getting along and everything is, you know, harmonious and agreeable, but just not that exciting.
Right. And I think a lot of people believe in a fairy tale notion of marriage and sex and things like that, you know, the happily ever after. Well, that just doesn't, you know, it's not like a fairy tale, and you have to be realistic about it and find interesting ways to deal with that.
And what we're really talking about here is the myth of monogamy, that being sexually exclusive is natural forever.
I don't think it is. I mean, we are primates. And how many primates are solely monogamous for their whole life? They aren't.
Gibbons, I think, is it. And they're pretty removed from humans. I mean, we talked about bonobos last Saturday. We had a guest on who is the author of Bonobo Handshake, Vanessa Woods. And bonobos are our closest relatives next to chimpanzees. Well, they're both equally close. And actually, they're both, you know, polyamorous, polysexual, pansexual, you could say. Well, the bonobos are especially pansexual and seem to use sex to maintain peace in their communities, never been seen killing and have lots of sex. But chimpanzees, they do have violence and they kill, but they're not exclusive anyway.
Just real quick, which one is it? The bonobos are close to humans, the chimpanzees are...
Well, they're kind of equal, close, or the primatologists are all arguing about who's closer, but I think the main ones accept that they're both pretty close, over 98% genetically similar to us, and that probably humans, you know, over, you know, 30,000 years ago would live in these communities like this where sex was a mode of exchange of some sort, and it wasn't exclusive to couples. I mean, you might get into a couple for you know, a certain period of time, a few months, a few years,
well,
where you're
economic.
Exclusive.
It's economic. The coupling, it's economic. But if you look at human physical sexual response, it's more similar to the types of primate that are not monogamous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is economic. And really, it got very fashionable around the time that farming came into to being, both monogamy and harems, you know, basically the strong man controlling the farm, controlling the women. I'm reading a new book now, Sex at Dawn. I'm going to have the guest on, Christopher Ryan. And he does talk about how, you know, humanity for, you know, tens of thousands of years lived kind of like chimps and bonobos and were very interchangeable with partners and were hunter-gatherer societies. But once we got into farming, we got into owning. And once you own a farm, you own the livestock, and hey, maybe you own the women, too.
What do they call that? Serfdom, they call it?
Then they got into, I guess that got to be popular, serfdom, you know, that's what...
That's the next step.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but the first step, and it's probably a woman's fault, because the women were the main gatherers, and some woman probably went, wow, you know, the seeds fall, and... up sprouts a plant, and I can eat that, and then why don't I cultivate that, and then all hell broke loose, and here we are, with all these sort of stressful property-owning institutions. And they're pretty, you know, sort of set in society, but I think these days we're loosening them up a little bit. And you're kind of an example of that.
I'm not so much sure we're trying to make any sort of social impact for us. It's just sort of like, hey, this is what I like. You like it too?
Mm. It works. You don't have to try to make a social impact.
No, it just does.
Yeah. You're alive. And that's part of society. You know, and you're part of a wave, I think, that...
Collective consciousness, perhaps?
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, and it's partly maybe, yeah, sort of this unconscious thing, and partly, you know, just knowing that other people do that. You know, it is conscious, you know.
Being an example, talking about our relationship online and on the radio and so on, and people hear it and they think, hey, yeah, that can work.
Have either of you been married before?
She has.
How was that?
Well, that was a very bad decision on my part.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it because of the things we're talking about? Was there some property ownership issues?
Very much so. He was a very controlling man, and he had very rigid ideas about what is normal when it comes to sexuality.
What did he think was normal?
A missionary position, no toys, you know.
No doggy?
No.
No. No woman on top?
No.
No reverse cowgirl?
No. And if he caught me masturbating, then this was a problem, and he wouldn't touch me for like a week.
Really? Was he religious?
A little bit, but I think he just had a problem. So I was married for 9 years.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's a long time to be married to someone who is so controlling. But you started young?
Well, I did. I was married at 20 years old. And
was he also pretty young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that part of what happens is when you get into a relationship that's controlling like that, it gets kind of scary to try to get out after a while.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's kind of tough to get out of any relationship because you get addicted to each other even if you're not good to each other
right.
or for each other. That's why it pays to, you know, take your time, which you've done before you...
Well, that was part of my thing. I mean, after that marriage, I just decided, you know what, I'm single forever because then I can do what I need to do, what I want to do, and take care of myself.
Well, it's like when we first met, you know, I was actually trying to help you save your marriage.
Really? Counselor? Yeah. You know, these therapist types there. You can't trust them. You were trying to help her save her marriage?
Well, I figured, you know, just try to save whatever was salvageable, I suppose.
And
why? Why did you want to do that?
I respected her. I figured I'd be supportive and try to do the right thing, at least what I thought was the right thing.
Did you know her husband?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, we assume that the marriage should be saved just because it's a marriage at first.
You know, in being with her, it's opened my eyes towards marriage as well. Mm. I mean, I used to be pretty cynical about it.
Made you pretty cynical about marriage?
No, I was pretty cynical about marriage before.
Uh-huh.
And in being with her, I've now got like a really positive viewpoint of it.
We've grown together in a lot of ways over the past few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you're going to take this step and you're going to have this... You got anything special going on in the ceremony?
Well, we're in a kilt.
Yeah, we're taking some ancient Celtic traditions. We're going to do a hand fasting ceremony with a loving cup.
Oh. And you're wearing a skirt, a kilt.
Yeah,
and
basically.
You're going to be naked under the kilt?
Well, of course.
That's the way they are. Wow.
Well, if you put on underwear under the kilt, then it's a skirt.
Wow.
Well, unless the queen's present, of course, then it's only proper because, you know,
right.
If the wind blows up your kilt and you flash the queen, that's inappropriate.
It is going to be kind of windy tomorrow, and you're going to do it at Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
So the wind could pick up your kilt and,
well, I just,
hello.
Interesting what my mom says.
Yeah, you better, you know, kind of groom yourself.
Well, it'll
you know.
It'll be your turn. The other day we were up at the Griffith Observatory, and this, my skirt blew up, and everybody got to see my panties, so.
Ooh.
It's your turn now.
No, but he's not going to be wearing panties.
Yeah, that's true.
I could if you want me to.
But then that would make it a skirt.
Exactly.
And you're too manly. It must be a kilt.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, you know, some men can get away with wearing panties and look amazing. I just can't picture them on you.
Mm.
I would be scared if you ever asked me to do that.
Mm. Well, it looks like she's thinking about it, though.
You're not very open-minded, are you?
Yeah, really.
Hey, if she says do it, I'll do it. But I'm just like, okay, this is what you want.
Well, I do miss having a slave boy.
Ah. So he's not... A slave boy. This is one of those kind of equal relationships?
Yeah, very much. Mm. I mean, we play with that sometimes, but he's not my slave boy.
Ah.
I did tell him that today he could be my pack animal, though.
Would you mind if she had a slave boy, some other guy?
Probably not.
How about if, you know, he was her slave boy, but he would also, you know, bring you a drink every once in a while?
That works.
Yeah?
I would, like, bring you tools.
Tools. Hey, watch it. He might want to bring you his tool.
Not so sure about that one.
Well, you know, tomorrow's the first day of the future. You said mm-hmm. that yourself, so
right.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, we're going to go back and find out more about marriage and sex and, you know, sex on the wedding night or maybe sex right before the wedding day. I don't know. But we have an interesting guest on the line, Twana A. Hines, a.k.a. Funky Brown Chick, who I met on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No, I've followed a few people on Twitter. I'm on
you
a few
follow
websites.
People. How do you follow people if you're not on?
I just bookmark them.
Oh,
it's one of the things.
You gotta get on Twitter, Princess Karen. Yeah, you could be Princess Karen. Get on Twitter. Yeah, and then we'll, you know, converse in public. It's very exhibitionistic. You can connect with a lot of people. You guys like to network.
I've got a couple of fans already who would like
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you'll just, you know, glide on there and have the fans just lifting up your train, you know. Okay, and the slaves. You'll be able to get a few slaves on there. I have. Okay, let's talk to Twana. Hello, Twana. Hello.
Dr. Susie.
Twana, welcome to Radio Susie One.
Oh, great to be here. Very, very good to be here.
I'm excited to have you on the show. I've enjoyed following your tweets.
Yeah, and I adore yours as well. I'm kind of addicted to Twitter. As you know, so I'm having a good time on there.
Yes, you're on there quite a bit. You know, I think would you say it's a partially at least sexual addiction, like a sexo-social addiction or socio-sexual addiction?
Absolutely, because, I mean, the comparison to voyeurism is very clear there. It's like exhibitionism and voyeurism as well. I think listening to the show and the other guest, the princess, telling how she participates and watches Twitter, but doesn't actually updates for herself. And so there's all kinds of ways to engage in it. And I love sharing details. I'll post pictures of underwear that I'm wearing for the day, talk about places that I'm going out for dates. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Do you ever have Twitter sex, like tweet about the sex that you're having?
I tweeted about masturbation,
yeah.
But I don't think I've ever tweeted, like, during sex. You know, there are all kinds of apps and things like that that you can actually tweet.
You don't have,
during or kind of give yourself different points or things like that or whatever. I haven't done that.
I'll tell you what I've done. That sometimes
right before or right after masturbation, because it's real-time updates, and people are like, hey, you know, leaving here, or I just checked in at this restaurant. And what I noticed, it's like no one ever tweets, just finished masturbating, just had a great time, or anything like that. So I did a couple times, and it was actually a lot of fun.
You know, masturbation, of course, you can easily tweet during masturbation because you're the only one there, you know, so you don't mind if you put down the vibrator and pick up the cell phone.
I were with a guy, and I'm
but
like, hey, babe.
Yeah, if you're with a guy,
it
is a problem.
We're about to screw, you know, that'd be a little bit more weird.
But I'll tell you, you know, my method. You know, you always take a pee after orgasms, right? You go to the loo?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Well, you go and take a pee. I mean, unless you're going to do a golden shower in the bed, which most people
do. Yeah,
but if
exactly.
you would go and take a pee. So usually when I take a pee, I, you know, bring the cell phone along. And that's when I go, Twitter.
See,
orgasm,
I don't Twitter, but I've posted on the forums things like that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you posted?
Oh, like the other day, we went out and bought a new toy, and after trying it out, I went on the forum and told all the women that if they decide to buy only one toy in their life, they should go with that one. It was the stainless steel, what was it called? The
Fun
Wand? Enjoy Fun Wand?
Oh, yes. Those are great.
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, after I was on your show last time, I went on the forum and posted that I just had an orgasm on the air. And linked to your site.
Oh, you did, yes. Well, I think we posted that you had an orgasm on the air on Twitter. Yeah, so it was an orgasm in stereo. Definitely. Definitely. Many outlets. So, Twana, so tell me about your philosophy of sex.
My general philosophy is that there's no wrong way to do anything with sex. Like you guys were talking earlier about wearing panties or not wearing panties. I did a post called Should Men Wear Thongs? And the very hardcore thong wearers came out in force and said, yes, this is why I wear them. And this is how sexy feels. Things like that.
Well, I'm assuming you're talking about...
So expressing sex, our sexual identities, things that we like, our kinks and things like that, there's no real boundary as far as how we should be able to express ourselves in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm assuming
so much of why we turn.
Can you hear me, Twana?
Different forums and to websites and dating experts and things like
Twana.
That. We want a little bit of information, but we're also seeking validation that there's nothing wrong with us.
Okay.
The things that we enjoy sexually are fine. And
Twana,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to slow you down a second because, of course, I always feel that when people talk like that, and I essentially agree with you, I'm an ethical hedonist, and I'm into all different forms of sexual expression, but you do mean between consenting adults, right? I mean, there
Absolutely.
Are boundaries.
I mean,
okay.
That goes without saying.
Well,
consenting adults,
sometimes
for
you
sure.
have to say it, you know.
Because I left that out because in my mind, if the two aren't consenting, then it's not sex. And so that's...
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it can be sex for people who, you know, are just selfish or insensitive. I mean, there's all different kinds of sex. And, you know, I think that most of them are great and certainly worthy of exploration. But there's quite a few kinds of sex that maybe we shouldn't be exploring, and that's what fantasy is for. Or we shouldn't explore them in real life, let's say.
Right.
I mean, there's lots of people that have rape fantasies, and yet I don't think anybody really wants to be raped by someone they don't like. I mean, they
exactly.
Yeah, they
Which
don't.
Which is why I think we make the distinction between rape fantasy, which is a sexual fantasy, and rape itself, which is not sex, it's rape.
Mm. So we're talking about marriage and sex tonight. We've got a couple here on the air. They're in studio, Karen and Jared. And Karen had a fabulous on-air orgasm a few weeks ago on the show while
nice.
Jared was here. Yeah, they were separated by many miles, but joined in sex. And now they're going to be joined in I guess, kind of holy matrimony, you know, in a real ceremony of some
maybe
sort.
Maybe it's more like unholy matrimony.
Yeah, maybe unholy. But, there's a sacredness to the ceremony, whatever, even if there's not a religion involved, it's a ceremony. And I think, you know, I saw that Chris Rock quote today on your site, which is about, you know, you're either single and lonely or married and bored. And I kind of challenged them with that, but their method of combating the boredom, essentially, I mean, there's a lot of prongs to it, I'm sure, you know, but one big important prong is that it's they're kind of got an open marriage, or they're going to. What do you think about that, Twana?
I think it's wonderful that you two have had that conversation about what are the expectations that we're going into this union with, and how do we want to make this work for ourselves. And if you both agree that open marriage is the way to go, I say more power to you. It's like, it's much better to start going in with those types of conversations than to try and conform to some what's considered quote-unquote normative view of what marriage is, and then a year and 2 years and 5 years and whatever, decide this isn't really working for us, and then try and renegotiate everything, you know, once you've already been in it for a while.
Have you ever been married, Twana?
No, I'm actually single, and I do a lot of advocacy for organizations. Unmarried.org is a website that does singles advocacy, and it's for couples who are legally allowed to marry, but simply choose to cohabit, or couples who are barred from legally marriage. It's advocating for people to have the right to marry if they choose. And so I'm not married at the moment.
So you're kind of a singles activist in a way.
You could say that. Like, yeah, I'm very much for domestic partnerships, civil unions, gay marriage, or cohabiting rights, things like that.
Oh.
So that regardless of what your status is, that shouldn't necessarily negatively impact, say, your taxes or your ability to health care. So if I'm at a job that offers domestic partnership rights, they would offer health insurance to my same-sex partner named Sarah. But if I'm named Steve, he wouldn't qualify for my health insurance because they would say, hey, get married.
Are these real partners of yours?
You have to marry. So it's advocating for more fairness.
Are these real partners, Sarah and Steve, or are those just fictitious?
I'm sorry?
Do you have different lovers of different genders?
Not at the moment, no. I'm single and not actively dating.
Wow. And are you bi, or are you straight, or what are you? How would you identify yourself?
I identify as straight. But the caveat there is that I don't necessarily wholly believe that, you know, there are creatures in the world that are only all the time, only physically attracted to people that are not of their same gender. And then there is this one group that's 50% attracted to the same, 50% attracted to not the same. And another group that's only attracted to, you know, the same sex. I feel like our sexuality is much more fluid and human beings are much more creative.
How about your sexuality, Jared? Is it fluid?
I guess it could be.
Yeah, you could be with a guy?
Very, very rare circumstances, but I suppose so.
What could those circumstances be?
Never met a guy I was attracted to.
If you met one you were attracted to.
I suppose so.
Or if Princess Karen said, I'd like to see you do that.
Well, she really wanted it.
Nervous.
Okay.
And Karen, are you bi or are you straight, or how do you identify your sexuality? I know it's labeling, but you know.
I usually say bi, but I think It's more than that, because, I mean, not everybody is strictly male or female.
Mm, right.
And yeah, for me, it's less about gender and more about the person. It's not even all completely visual. It also has to do with the mind.
Sure.
So I can't really label myself as bi, because bi indicates...
Well, you have to label yourself, Karen.
Yeah, but that indicates that there's only male and female,
well,
and there's so much...
You could make up a label. I'll give you that option. I mean, sometimes they use, like, pansexual, I guess.
Okay, that would probably
would you like
fit
that
better,
one?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a pansexualist?
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. That way, you know, identifies with the Greek satyr, Pan. And it's...
That fits.
Satyr day, night.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very much so. All right, well, Twana, so what, like, do you have any sex partners? Or do you consider Twitter to be your partner?
I have sex partners. I tend to differentiate between boyfriends, like partners that I'm actually in a union with exclusively, things like that, and lovers. And
well, your favorite partner...
That I just find absolutely delicious, and we... maybe we're lovers for a night, maybe we're lovers for several months or a year, but just there's not that expectation that it's exclusive, or that there's anything outside of that. And I think it's a healthy way to be. So even if I'm at a point in my life where I'm not necessarily in a relationship, that doesn't mean I'm not having sex.
And you always have your hand. So what's your favorite way to masturbate?
I actually am a huge vibrator fan. Like, I'm a huge...
Which
kind? Vaginal and clitoris. Stimulating vibrator chick. Those are my favorite sex toys.
Are we talking about Hitachi magic wand or pocket
That's
rocket?
That's a good one. Like, yeah, and I also have just the standard rabbit.
Oh, and look
well.
At this. I have one of those steel enjoy things.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
You can play with it. Yeah. So you use vibrators. Do you use a dildo at all? Do you like a little penetration?
Dildos are good. Dildos are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's just sexual health is so important, and so it's just a fascinating, delicious, fun thing to engage in self-play. You know, either be that on my own or with a partner, like mutual masturbation as well. It's like sex toys just kind of
mutual masturbation. We had a little bit of that. Well, I don't know if it was mutual. You were masturbating on the air. I can't say that Jaron was stroking it in the studio, but we were enjoying it, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're an exhibitionist, you want your audience to enjoy it.
Oh, it's important, of course.
Definitely. And you have a... You're not anonymous, but you have a certain boundary, I guess, a certain cushion of... that no one can see you while you're doing it. But you wouldn't mind if people could see you. You'd do it on webcam, it looks like.
Oh, probably.
Oh, wow. Have you ever had sex on camera?
Well, only for a couple of people, not for a large audience. But there are pictures of me out there.
Really? And where are they? Where can we find those pictures?
I have a forum on Delphi. It's very small right now, but we'd love if more people show up. It's called... Outpost 47. It's on DelphiForums.com.
Okay, and what would we find if we went there? What's the treasure awaiting us?
Once in a while, I just command her to put up pictures of certain things.
Yeah, we've got that going on. But it's what we had set up to do was kind of set up a fantasy atmosphere of an outpost on another planet where there really are no limits other than consenting adults, and allow people to come in and explore their fantasies and talk about things, and nothing serious is allowed, you know. It's all fantasy. And we tried setting up live chats, but we didn't have enough people that came and stuck around. So right now, there's a limited amount of stuff on there, but people are welcome to post things anonymously. Once they come to the website, there's an email address that if they want to post their fantasies, we have an anonymous username that they can send it to us moderators and post them. Or they can, of course, post them under their own name.
Mm.
So it is what people make it.
So what have you posted on there?
I'll let you answer that.
Well,
by the way, would you like to toast your future?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
With a glass of agua coco liqueur. I wish I could offer it to you, Tuana, but...
I know, I'm on just the phone line, so I'm going to miss out on it. I should pour myself a glass of wine or something.
You could do that. You could pour yourself a glass of wine. But this is our favorite liqueur these days, agua coco liqueur, and I'm pouring it into beautiful sort of hourglass-shaped shot glasses. You don't have to drink it all at once. But hang on, there's a ritual to it.
Okay.
We're being very ritualistic because you're getting married, and that's a very big ritual. That's a ritual of sex. You know, you get to commit a sex act in front of a group of people, that sex act at least being a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Of course.
There you go. Oh, you gonna kiss like that? Come on, a real French kiss. Let's have a French kiss.
Are you afraid of my lipstick?
Oh, not really.
There you go. Don't be afraid of a little lipstick. Here we go. And we haven't even started drinking the agua, but the wedding kiss has gotten underway. Yeah. Here's the agua for you, Jared. And let's see. So this is the agua salt. Whoops. And no, this is not cocaine, much as some people think it is. I'm just going to, yeah.
I got to wipe the coke off my nose.
Yeah, wipe that coke off your nose, Max.
Okay.
You know.
That's better.
Yeah.
It was really wet. It was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. This is, well, it's, of course, called agua coca leaf liqueur, and it is made from the coca leaf, but it's perfectly legal. It is not cocaine. It is a drink. And then what's in the vials, of course, this is playing with the concept of coke, because coke can be in vials, but this is lime salt. That's all it is, lime-flavored salt.
Don't be snorting that.
No, don't snort it. It'll hurt the membranes of your nose real bad. But you do lick it, much like... You know, when you're doing a tequila shot, you lick salt and lemon. So this is kind of lime flavored. And you put it, of course, like tequila shot, on the body part of a friend. I mean, you could put it on your own hand, but you guys are getting married. So you should put it on a nice, tender body part. He's going for it right away here. Okay. We're going for upper breast. That's looking good. Do it slow here now, nice and slow for the cameras. Practice. You're getting married, so you're going to have to be posing for the cameras. That wasn't very slow.
Slow for him.
Slow. Give him a chance to follow that tongue. Slow. Nice. Nice. Okay. Now you can drink. Okay.
Salud.
Mm. Are you drinking your wine, Tuana?
I am.
Ooh, he just downed the whole
thing. Long distance
thing.
From New York City.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
Huh? Take another sip now. Actually.
Oh, yeah. Now, you want to do the same? Like, salt him up somewhere? His butt? I don't know.
This is Functional Alcoholics Anonymous.
Here we go.
I don't know. You're pretty well covered up.
Well, you know, he could roll something up. Oh, there you go. Right on the shoulder there. Right above the tat. We're getting a little... This looks really cute with the little sort of bridal crown on her head.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. It's so cute. They're getting married. But they are trying not to have the rose-colored glasses on, although I think they're getting green-colored glasses now with the agua. Yeah.
Green is good.
Green is good. Okay. So that's not greed. That's green. Okay, so what do you think? Oh, thank you. Do you want a refill? I mean...
Oh, I'm fine right now, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you did really down quite a bit there. Okay, so, Tuana...
yes?
Well, what's your next sex project?
My next sex project?
Yeah.
As far as activity or writing or what exactly about sex?
Well, the next section, I mean, if you're going to write something about sex, I'd like to hear about that. Or maybe you're going to meet a lover tomorrow. I don't know. We're talking about the future tonight. I mean, I know that that Jared and Karen have a sex project, which is getting married, and might involve some actual sex on the way. They started licking and kissing each other, so we'll see.
Mm.
But, what's yours? What's your next sex project?
The next sex project, as far as writing about it, I've been working on the book for the past 2 years, and I'm at a point where I'm actually pitching it now, so I'm super excited about that. So not only doing articles and the blog and things like that, but now doing my first memoir. So
and what is
so
the name of your book?
And then as far as sexual acts, activity.
Name of book?
It's late here in New York City, so I'll probably be heading to bed in the next couple hours or whatever. It's 2 a.m. But the World Cup final is tomorrow, and so I'll be lusting after men running across the pitch tomorrow for a couple hours and finding out whether it's Holland or Spain that's going to take that home.
You like to watch those boys kicking their balls. What's the name? What's the name of your book, Twana?
Well, right now I've batting a few back and forth, so I haven't settled on one, and so I'm superstitious, but I haven't announced it to anyone until I settle on the actual title for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's in a very, very green stage. It's like, it's done and on Microsoft Word pages. Like, I haven't gotten it out and all that stuff. That's 12 to 18 months, they say, for the rest of the whole, like, pitching.
Well, good luck with that, Twana, and good luck with your...
But I'm really, really excited about the stage of it.
Okay. My engineer is being very sadistic. You're smiling at me while I can't even be heard, I guess, by Twana.
So, Twana, tell us where people can find you. Do you have anything you want to promote? Yes, please.
Sure. To find me, you can either go to my personal site. I'm actually revamping both of those because my blog is celebrating its 5-year anniversary. So it's exciting. But my personal site is TwanaHines.com, T-W-A-N-N-A, Hines, H-I-N-E-S. Or if you forget which version of Hines to spell or you misspell my first name, you can always do Funky Brown Chick. So, like, get down with the Funky Brown. If you do funkybrownchick.com, that's everything. You know, Facebook is Funky Brown Chick. Twitter, Flickr, my blog, everything is Funky Brown Chick. So,
yes.
You always find me there.
You are the Funky Brown Chick.
Thank you.
Okay,
truth
and thank
and
you so much.
Bit. Definitely
thank
Funky Brown and the Chick.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on
thank
Twitter.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll see you
all
around.
Right.
Take care. Hope you have fun with those soccer players. I didn't ask her if she was going to masturbate while watching the soccer players. Are you guys into soccer?
No.
You're getting married tomorrow. You're not going to watch the soccer.
I'm going to say go Holland, though.
Yeah. Go Holland.
The father's side of the family's Dutch.
Okay. All right. So now I know I have some other guests out there. Don't you guys go away, but I have another seat here. And no, I don't know where my producer is, but do we have the lube people? What's going on? Where's Lisa? I'd like to have some contact with my producer or one of her representatives. You guys, how long have you been down here? Did you just get down from Canada?
I've been here a little over a week.
So have you been having lots of sex?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, leading up to the big day.
When we're regularly about 3,000 miles away from each other, the times we get together, we have to have a lot of sex.
Are you going to have a honeymoon?
No, we're going to Yosemite next weekend.
Yosemite. Oh, that's a honeymoon. That's an all-American honeymoon kind of thing. You know, in a cabin or something. Or are you camping?
Just camping.
We're going to be camping and doing some hiking. We got a tip from a friend of mine that the most beautiful place in the whole world to watch the sunset is
Glacier Point.
Glacier Point. So we're going to hike up to Glacier Point and watch the sunset up there.
Mmm. Well, that sounds very romantic. You're both kind of nature people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully we can find a place a little bit of secluded to have some outdoor fun.
That's one of the main things.
Mm. Well, I mean, do you really want it to be secluded? I thought you were a little bit of an exhibitionist.
I am, but...
But you don't want to get arrested.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean,
I gotcha.
I'm not American. If I get arrested here, then we'll have some trouble getting across the border. I mean, there was already probably some interesting notes on my file after I went home last time and my big bag got lost, and I only had my bag full of... camping equipment like rope and you know, my underwear and a few other things. And they were asking me things like, so did you get paid for anything while you were in our country?
Now, have you ever had sex where someone could watch you, the two of you?
Actually, no.
Not together, no.
No.
Not even where someone could, like being outdoors where it's possible that someone could walk in on you?
Oh, yeah.
It's taking a stroll.
Not together, no. I mean, I have, but...
I am, just not with you.
You have. Yeah,
and
just not together.
You're looking at each other like that is definitely on our to-do list.
It is, for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, let me know if I can be of any help with that. You know, I mean, are you also voyeuristic or mainly exhibitionistic?
I'm more voyeuristic.
You are.
Mm-hmm. For me, some of both.
Yeah. Have you ever masturbated, like, in front of Jared?
Oh, yes.
Why not?
And were you also masturbating,
well, of course,
Jared, or were you just kind of directing, watching?
Oh, both at the same time.
Both at the same time, but definitely masturbating. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah. Good directors of porn are always masturbating.
He was distracting me earlier today. I was trying to finish up the hand stitching on my wedding dress, and
Yes.
He lay down beside me and turned on porn and started masturbating, and my butterfly got all messed up.
Really? You turned on porn while she was trying to stitch up her wedding dress?
Well, yeah.
I don't know what that means. What kind of porn was it? Was it at least like bridal porn? You know, they have some of that.
What was it? Two girls going at it.
Yeah, it was lesbian porn.
Lesbian porn. Is that a hint?
Well, I was just like, hey, come here, help. Let's have fun.
Wow, you like lesbian porn.
I like all porn.
You like all porn?
I'm a guy.
Well, I don't know if guys like all porn. You know, there's different types of porn that guys like. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, there is an amazing amount of stuff out there. I mean, anything you can think of, somebody's made it.
Okay, I'll amend that. Anything but, like, you know, weird fetish Japanese porn or something like that.
Ralph and Rita are here. Hello, guys.
Hello. How are you guys?
So,
thanks for inviting.
Of course. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you here on a show that is a lot about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys have an interesting story in a nutshell.
A little bit.
Oh, very interesting. You were married to other people when you met.
Yes.
You were neighbors. And... very much married to other people, and yet, you know, you fell in love.
Right.
We did.
Right across
yes, did.
The picket fence.
Pretty much,
you could
yeah.
say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And so got together. Okay. Now, yeah. are you actually married?
We are still married. Just not
you are
to,
married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to each other.
Just not to
right.
each other.
Oh, you're married.
We have
to
a
right.
pending no. divorce still in the
so
works.
So you are living together.
We've been together. Too busy having sex to go actually file for the divorce.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. Well, you're still having sex. That's pretty good. Yeah. How long right. have you been together?
Seven almost
years.
8 years. November
8 years. So you're
years.
Practically common law.
You could say that.
Right.
Common law husband and wife. But you're still married to the other people. And
right.
get this.
Yes, we are.
The other people had a baby together. They had sex in a retaliation for these two falling in love. But their sex didn't turn into love. It
no.
turned
no.
into a baby.
Yes.
Right.
So... there's a baby. Your
yes,
wife
yes,
has a baby by Rita's husband. Ralph's wife has a baby by Rita's husband.
Right.
It's mind-boggling. And somehow, it's very bonobo in a way,
it's
because
sort of
no one has killed each other. There has
What's
been
that?
No war declared.
No, there
not
has
yet,
been.
No.
I mean,
oh, there's war.
Oh, I mean, they're not after 7 years, but I mean, the first 6 months, we pretty much had to hide because my husband has family, like, I don't know, gangsters or whatever, but...
Oh, really?
We were really scared. A sister-in-law of mine called me and said, watch your back. So she gave me the heads up, and we just, you know, stayed away, and we didn't, we were kind of scared because they're kind of mean people.
Wow. So you mean they were really ready to hurt
so.
You physically?
I think my husband really was, yeah. He wanted to kill me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Your husband?
Well, both of us.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. On both sides we had attempts at murder? I mean.
Well, my husband wanted to kill me for, you know, leaving him.
And my ex is not the nicest person in the world. Well, I mean, understandably so, you know, for what happened, really.
Understandably.
Well.
In a way, yes. I understand that everyone's feelings are being ripped this way and that, but. Well, let's just say that no one has been killed.
Right.
No, and no one's legs have been broken.
No legs broken.
And so that's kind of bonobo-like, because I think bonobos do threaten each other a lot, you know, and they smack each other around and
just
get upset with each other, but they don't actually kill. So, you know,
I'll bark, no bite.
And somehow the children are being taken care of?
Completely, yes.
Yes, they are.
My husband is a wonderful, my soon-to-be ex-husband is a wonderful father to my daughter.
Aw, mm-hmm. Well, that's nice of you to say. And
yeah, it's true.
And then there's your daughter, and then there's the other child.
Right.
Yeah.
It lives with my wife. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's the father.
Right. Once in a while, we have them all, his girls, my daughter, and their daughter in our house.
They're all girls?
They're all girls.
Wow. And,
well, I have a son, but you know, he's already 18. He's not there.
Okay.
But yeah, his girls and my daughter share the sister.
Okay. And are they all doing okay? I mean, how
they're
relate?
All fine.
They're,
yeah,
what's going,
yeah,
on?
I actually have a daughter in college. She's 20, uh-huh, and two other girls.
And do you explain to them about how you fell in love?
They don't ask, but I think they see that we're happy versus when we were living, you know, with, you know, their dads or whatever, their wives.
I mean, they know what's going on. They just don't know the whole story, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
they've
still
been bad-mouthed a lot. We have, you know, at first. I mean, we were the bad guys, of course.
Yeah.
But we were very happy.
Very happy.
Very,
yeah,
happy.
Oh, yeah.
We still are. I mean, we were at that time very happy.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, new love.
Well, you're together.
Right. And still happy.
Pretty close.
Right.
And he's not arguing with you that you're happy.
Oh,
so
no,
I believe you.
Definitely.
And,
definitely,
you know, Ralph and Rita have been in contact with us for years. I mean, they called the show, I don't know, like 2005?
I think something like that.
And they were having hot, wild sex, like, you know,
over the phone.
The, I mean,
show,
basically,
right,
on the radio, mm-hmm, like you. You know, I mean, you both have that in common. And then they called us again from a bar, and they were practically having sex in the bar.
We were hitting on the bartender.
Yeah, I mean, they're very. You're a little exhibitionistic, so that's another sub theme tonight. We're talking about sex and marriage, and the whole thrill of exhibitionism.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about for you?
Well, I have a confession to make.
Confess to your mother. Confess.
Yes, I'm coming to confess that I have recently developed a fetish. And I pretty much, my daily activities consist of, I go to work 8 hours a day, and I come home, and I do my fetish. Mm-hmm. And that's all I want to do when I'm home. I don't want to do nothing else.
Okay.
I don't want to clean. I don't want to cook. I'm on weekends, I don't even want to take a shower, because I just want to be sitting on my computer, watching porn and playing with myself, and watching a specific kind. And then when he comes around, of course, I want to do things to him. I didn't know that this was going to happen to me, but I like
a fetish.
It. Like, yeah.
No, you mean a fetish for watching porn
on the computer, or
a specific
kind?
Okay. What's the kind?
A reverse rim job, I guess.
A
woman doing it to a man.
I think they call it a rusty trombone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Licking his anus.
Licking his, asshole.
Ah.
And I love it. I just love
it. Ooh. You just love to lick his butthole.
I do. More so than I would even giving him a blowjob. I just dig it. I love it. And that's what I want every single moment of the day if I'm not at work. I only go to work because I have to. If I didn't have to go to work, I'd be doing it to him all day long.
How do you feel about that, Ralph?
Oh, it's great.
It's great.
I love this.
I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The anus is
exactly.
a pleasure center. Men,
right.
whether they're, you know, real men or panties, slaves. I mean, whatever kind of man you are, if you just relax and you don't
feel like that it defines you in any way, you would enjoy it. And women enjoy it too. Of course, the anus is lined with just all these delicious nerve endings that, why are they there? Who knows?
Now, you know, do they enjoy it as much as the guy?
Women?
Yeah.
Well, I think women do, except that, here's the thing, women have a choice.
Right.
We have two holes. So we don't get, like, so wow about it. Like, guys, it's a revelation. Because, first of all, guys only have one hole. They don't have two. And second of all, guys are told,
we got two holes, one here, one...
Oh, right. Okay, and then there's the pee hole. Right. I mean, there actually are more holes. Then you got holes in your ears as well.
All kinds of holes
yeah.
going on.
Pores in your
skin. We're like Swiss cheese.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
Pretty
but
much.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, women have a vagina.
Right.
Uh-huh. And... and we have a butthole as well that we enjoy. I mean,
right.
the butthole feels good, but, you know, I mean, the vagina is there. So we don't, it's not like this thing that's as big a deal. Plus, here's the big plus, a woman is not considered anything different than a woman. Maybe she's considered more of a slut if she lets a guy lick her asshole. Whereas... I think some homophobic guys that are probably, you know,
insecure.
Very insecure, and they could be like Ted
right.
Haggard, you know, the
right.
reverend who had sex with the gay prostitute. But I mean, they're like thinking that if you're going to have anything about the butthole, you're, you know, not
right,
a real
right.
man.
We're taught that at a young age.
Now,
I guess.
Of course, guys yeah. usually realize as they get older that. Hey, it's no big deal
right.
intellectually, but emotionally, this is still the seat, pun intended, of great, you know, excitement and
it's
concern and tabooness,
right?
Right.
Yeah, the
forbidden.
The taboo
it's a forbidden
taboo.
Area. Very
extremely
forbidden.
Naughty, and I just yeah. I love
naughty.
It.
Well, you're very naughty, aren't you?
I am. I knew that I was naughty a long time ago, but I didn't really get to. I guess, be used to my full potential until I met him.
Exactly. And you know what? This is a real crux of the matter, is that marriage, you know, takes sex and makes it not naughty anymore. It sanctions sex. And one thing you're doing is finding a new form of naughtiness.
Well, right. see, I could never be naughty because my ex was like just, I don't know, he had something stuck up his butt. I don't know, whatever.
Well, but,
no pun intended.
That's obvious.
No
pun intended.
But,
to have your tongue
you know,
up
plus
there.
He was all about himself and he was pretty much what you call a one-pump chump.
Mm.
And so
one
I was like,
chump.
Yeah.
A what?
A
one-pump
chump.
A one
A minute man. Not even a minute sometimes.
Gotcha.
Ah, oh, he came real quick.
Yeah.
Quick on
yeah,
the trigger.
Yeah, that's right. I like that one.
Okay. And
but then when I met Ralph, I mean, it was like a totally different. I mean, he just opened me up to so many new experiences.
Well,
I actually don't even think I had an orgasm until I met him. And I was already like 28 or something, 29. So that's a long time going without an orgasm.
That is.
You know, that's
like
a waste of time.
It sounds like we have something in common.
Right.
First husbands that were real sticks in the mud, no pun intended. Well, actually, that
maybe if they had one, they would have been a little more.
Well, stick in their mud, that might have gotten them going. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, I mean, women often have to go through this. I mean, I certainly went through it without being married to different guys that were like that. You know, I went through my... I kind of went through them pretty fast, though. Maybe
oh, good for you.
I was accelerated. Yeah, I was in the accelerated state. Okay, so we have a few callers that we're going to take, and I'm not sure who to take first. But, well, this Mark in Glendale wants to talk about anal. So why don't we talk to him? He's on line one. I don't know which way he wants to go with anal. Mark? Mark. Hello, Mark, are you there? Mark? Hello? No, not there. No? Okay, let's try LaMarcus. Maybe it's the same guy. Line two. Okay, hello, LaMarcus.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome
How
to Radio
you?
Susie One.
So what did you want to talk about? I don't have a note on you.
Foot fetish.
Foot fetish. Well, I happen to be wearing these insane yellow high-heeled sandals that show off my pink pedicured toes at the moment. So what kind of foot fetish do you have?
I like foot jobs. I like to take like a big size 9 or 10 foot.
A big size 9 or 10 foot. Well, I can't give you that. I've just got a 7.5.
I'm a size 9.
Really? Ooh. Well, let's see your feet. Put them on the table. Yeah, there you go. Ooh, she's got on cute shoes. Yes. Well, our bride has a size 9. Would the groom care to remove the shoes? Because you want the shoes removed, I suppose, for this foot job. Is that right?
Of course.
Of course. Remove the shoes. Yes. Okay. Well, we have these nice feet. Okay. They look good from the sole. Yeah. You got a pedicure going there?
No, but I'm getting one tomorrow, actually.
Yes. Oh, okay. Talking to the microphone, though. Now you're leaning back, so you have to kind of push your feet forward. Get yourself on
here
the microphone.
You can be my footstool.
No, but you have to keep them up, though,
oh, okay.
So we can all see that these lovely feet. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting a pedicure tomorrow.
Oh, okay. She's getting married tomorrow. Is the pedicure necessary or just the size 9s?
Pedicure 2.
Pedicure 2. You know, well, I got a pedicure. She's got size 9s. Between the two of us, what have you got going there, Rita?
I have pink toenails myself.
Pink toenails. Mm-hmm. Can you put them on the table?
Well, I'm wearing boots, and I'll have to take them off.
Well, can Ralph manage to do that?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we got a foot fetishist here.
Sure.
We're talking about feet, baby.
Actually,
yeah, pink is a good color. You like the color pink for the pedicure, La Marcus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you first realize you were a foot fetishist?
When I was about 13.
Are you married or single?
I'm in a relationship. I'm not married, though.
Are you in a relationship, and are you living together?
No.
Ooh. Well, now Rita has her feet on the table. Those look
one
nice. One foot. Right. I can't see your toenails, though.
I know, because I'm facing you.
Okay. Oh. Well, crunch them. Yeah. They're. Okay. Yes. Nice hot pink. Hot
yeah.
pink tone. And what size are your feet?
I'm a 7.5 like you.
You're 7.5
yes.
like me.
So I would love to dig through your shoe closet. I love your shoes.
Yeah, actually, you know, I mean, aren't these cool? These are wild.
Awesome.
These are just crazy shoes. I started with the hat, you know.
I love the hat.
And now that you guys all have your feet on the table.
Yeah, you look awesome.
Answer question. What toe do you like being sucked the most?
What toe do we like being sucked the most? Good question. Okay, we'll start with Rita. She seems to have an opinion about this. That
oh well, I was thinking since he has a foot fetish that maybe he likes his toes sucked.
I doubt it.
No.
Usually people don't. Well, sometimes. What do you think? Do you like your toes sucked too?
No.
And which one does he like?
How about do you like your asshole licked? I mean,
never
you never had your you never had a rim job.
I feel really sorry for you.
Okay. How about a toe up your ass?
I recommend one.
How about a toe up your ass?
I don't want that either.
Oh, he doesn't want it. You're very
particular.
How about particular?
A very pretty manicured toe with, you know, really slippery and just playing with your rim. I mean, I'm sure you'd like that. I mean, I almost guarantee it.
Hey, this is the way it would go. You'd have these beautiful pedicured size 9s slipping, sliding up and down the shaft and around, you know, the family jewels, and then just, you know, taking a detour up the Hershey Highway. Well, you know, hopefully there's no Hershey up there, but I mean, hey, what if you were married? How about that? I don't know how
that
I'm tying these things together. That might be something different. Okay, he's open-minded. He's a little open-minded. There you go.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
You ever given Ralph a foot job?
Absolutely. I used to lick his toes all the time.
Well, wait a second. I didn't say lick his toes. You've got this...
Oh, that's right.
You're
that's
interesting. Right. I mean, usually it's the guy that gives...
I've never met a woman that liked doing that before.
Right.
I love licking everything about him. I don't know. What can I say? I have a licking fetish.
He's a
good-looking guy. Look at him. He's
a good-looking guy. Yeah, he's a hot guy, you know, but still.
Oh, no, I've licked every part of her body as well.
I'm sure you have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, that's not unusual.
Right.
The unusual thing, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that lick women's toes, right, Max?
Yes, there are, yes.
And have you ever licked her toes?
Actually, I haven't.
You haven't licked her toes? Oh, are they clean? God.
Perfect time.
Yeah?
Yeah? You want to start?
Whoa.
here we go. You're not clean.
A little lint.
Just remove the lint. Come on. I mean, we don't want lint on the toes.
I had a shower.
She had a shower, though, at least. So. Oh, here we go. Okay, sucking on the toe. Licking. Now sucking. Licking. Now sucking on the toe. How's he doing? How was that?
Is that good?
Here. Yeah, try licking the arch.
Lick the... She's very specific.
Water, well, I've dated a guy with a foot fetish before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
It was interesting. It wasn't anything I'd thought of before. But sometimes it's nice just to relax and lay back and let somebody pay attention to your feet.
You know, you walk on them all day, you stomp, you dance, you torture them with high heels.
You walk on your slave boy.
Right. I mean, it's tough. So it's great to have someone pleasure them in some way. I usually like to start with a foot massage, at least before I even let my toes into anybody's mouth. But the massage, you know, breaks it down, and then into the mouth. So our caller, LaMarcus, had asked, which toe to begin with? Which toe do you like having sucked best? Do you like, why don't we start with you? You were talking about your sucking toes. Which toe do you like having sucked the best?
I think the baby toe's the most sensitive.
Really?
Because, I mean, the other toes, they take more of the weight when you walk, so they get desensitized. But the baby toe isn't so functional. I mean, it has the function of balance, but it doesn't take the weight and the friction that the others do.
So you choose the baby toe for the most pleasurable to be sucked.
Ralph's going to be sucking my small toe tonight.
Yeah. Yes.
I've never had that done.
You've never had your small toes?
Not the small one, no.
One did you suck on?
I mean, he's pretty much licked the whole foot, but he never really specifically focused on that specific toe. You know, he might have brushed up against it with his tongue, but not specifically sucked on it.
That's the little toe that's really abused.
So I'd like to.
And that shoe is crushed.
I know.
Every day,
I definitely think he's
bouncing around.
It is crushed in shoes. It's not.
It's also the one that I can't reach myself. I can suck my big toe, but I can't suck my baby toe.
Do you suck your big toe very often?
Not often, but sometimes.
The baby toe, I don't know, it's like it's hard to move it. It doesn't really move on its own. You know, when you can wiggle your other toes, your baby toe just kind of sits there. So baby toe is a good one. What do you think about the baby toe, LaMarcus?
That's surprising.
It's surprising. I think LaMarcus prefers the big toe or maybe the second toe. And I must admit... I like the big toe and the second toe the best. Sometimes the third toe, just if I'm in a certain kind of mood, because I consider the third toe to be the slut, because she's surrounded by other toes. And so I call her the slut toe. Actually, Max has developed these characters for my toes. The big one is like Big Mama.
Wait a minute. There are 10 little girls.
Yes, that's definitely true. This is how Max gets his harem.
And they all live in a shoe. Okay, one is on the left side, one is on the right side. Each one of the families has a big mama, and each one of these little children is totally different than the other one. So the big fat mama, she carries a lot of weight, physically and otherwise. The girl right next to her, the really thin one, the model, the actress. She's
the model, right?
Yeah, she's a little snotty and snooty. She just goes like this on the pavement, doesn't do a lot of work.
Although she can get crushed if you're wearing shoes kind of push her down.
And then there's the two little sisters who are really jealous. And then there's the little baby ones. Whoa, there's the little baby ones. Whoa. That's coming from you. Sit down. You're getting some kind of...
The whole idea of having
Okay, well, that's always a problem.
But, okay,
you just lost it.
I lost my sound. Okay.
Yeah. Did you change these batteries? You might have lost your batteries.
Oh, did I lose my batteries?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have to talk now.
Okay, here you go. Hold it. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4. Test 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay. That was a great description.
She needs batteries.
Yeah. Test, test, test. Okay, I need a battery in my other microphone back here. Can
that's what happened.
Have a little help here. I'm just getting into this handheld microphone. Okay. So, I should just take this off.
No, no, go ahead. Okay. You're okay now.
Oh, I'm okay. Well,
I just turned down your other one. Just use that. Just use
but
that.
Should I take this other one off?
No, then you need to put a battery
in. I need
to
have a battery. Can I have my battery department get a battery?
What? Mm.
We have technical difficulties. We have to have batteries. We always have batteries.
I'm curious, though, while we're waiting for your batteries, I'm curious about what LaMarcus wants to do to our feet.
LaMarcus. Well, we know he wants a foot job, but LaMarcus, I mean, that's just like something for you. What do you actually do for the feet?
Well, I kiss them, massage them, suck them, lick them.
Are you a good foot masseuse?
Perfect.
Perfect, wow. Huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Because
do you use lube or do you do it dry?
I use lube. I made a crash. They have an orgasm doing it.
You might have an orgasm rubbing a foot?
No, I made a girl have one.
A woman has
one. Oh, you made a girl have an orgasm while rubbing her foot.
Wow.
So I call that a toe-gasm. Yeah. I mean, I've had some really orgasmic feelings from Max rubbing my feet. And it's, I mean, especially if, say, I'm masturbating while he's rubbing and sucking my feet.
The little sisters.
It's, yeah, the little sisters, right. It's definitely togasm material. Yeah.
That's good. Get the feet in the right mood for the foot job.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Then they're all loose and ready. Okay, now I think this microphone is working.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was
a
relatively smooth transition there.
Thank
you very much. Okay. Well, you know what? I think you could put a little salt on the toes. How about that?
Yeah, why not?
How about a little salt on the toes? Would you like to do that too? Do you want a little agua, cocoa leaf liqueur?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Here we go. I need another glass, though. So, Nori, bring me another glass, please. You can get a little of our favorite cocoa leaf liqueur. Not that there's any other kind of cocoa leaf liqueur. It's just agua, cocoa leaf liqueur. So here we go. And you can just put that on the foot, the salt there. Get the foot on the table. Here, I gotta give you the.
I need the drink.
You need the drink before. Well, I mean, you don't need the drink. I'm not trying to make you drink.
Who wants to drink?
Okay. Oh, he does.
Yeah,
he wants to. Okay. Well, this is a good drink of love. Whoa, LaMarcus came.
Yep.
Okay.
He lost it.
He had a toe-gasm. All right, and this is for Rita, lovely Rita.
Get busy on the small toe, sweetheart. Here on the baby toe.
Oh, the baby toe. Yeah.
She's
fixated on the baby toe tonight.
Can you use that for me? Thank you.
Oh, little baby toe.
Oh, yeah, little baby toe.
Suck away, honey.
Let's have a little, we got...
Suck away, honey.
Suck away. Really, you know, don't make it a quickie there.
Yeah.
Make it an ongoing
he's
suck.
He's never been a quickie. Ever.
No. He's beer.
I think I've been like, gosh, already.
Hot
stop,
Latin
like
lover.
Did you want the vial back?
I
mean the salt?
Well, you know, eventually, but use as much as you want. Yeah, just really get into that foot. She's got pretty feet.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you into, like, wild, sexy shoes?
I love the kind of shoes that you have. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we might trade shoes, girl.
We might. Or we could go shopping.
Yes. Downtown.
Yeah. Or online. They got the best prices online.
I got some for sale in the back.
Great.
I want to look at
the higher the
Friday.
Hill, the better.
Baby, you stop sucking.
I know.
Yeah. You stop sucking, baby.
Still
come
sucking.
On.
Suck it some more. Yeah, suck it some more, baby. That's the thing that a wife has to tell a husband. Mm-hmm. You suck it some more, baby.
Yeah, suck it some more.
Yeah, he looks, I mean...
He loves to suck, though. I mean, he loves to, you know, lick my pussy. Lick and suck on my clit. And he loves it. He could be there all day if
really?
You let him. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that. There's a lot of sensuality going on there. Yeah.
And he's got a great mouth.
It's and he's a bit of an exhibitionist, too. You
yeah,
know, he
I
knows he's
so.
Got an audience right now. He's doing good.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Aw, listen to that. Sounds so innocent. So innocent. But he's really doing quite a job. See? It's a 5-alarm foot job. Yeah. For sure.
That's another jaywalker to try and chase down.
All right, so what's going on over here? Couple number one. I mean, did you already do it?
No.
Oh, you haven't done it yet. Okay.
No,
you're just,
we're enjoying the show
right,
over here.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, that's I understand that. Yeah. Okay, now it's your turn, though. We want to have it in stereo, though.
Then,
two sets of feet.
Let me give him a break now.
Okay.
We can take a break now. We can watch
right.
them now.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. You know, you can have two sets of... You guys keep going. Keep going. Okay, you got it. Okay.
Okay.
So keep going with that. No problem. You know, we can... Actually, it might make a good shot, the two feet being sucked here.
You want me to back up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, make it easy for him. Make it comfortable for him. That's right.
Just get close up there.
Okay.
Yeah, give it to him so he can... Now he's pouring the salt in between the toes and all over the top parts of the toes. She does like it on the arch of the foot, though. She did say that, but I remember that, see? But here he goes.
You've got 9 minutes.
Okay.
Nine minutes.
Yep, okay. And he's licking up the foot. Okay, somebody should get a shot here of both couples doing the foot thing. Right here. We gotta get it from over here. And yes, both couples doing the foot thing. You got a shot of both couples.
Oops, sorry.
We've got this is married and unmarried, married in common law, foot jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, not real foot jobs involves the penis. But this is what you call foot sucking. It's a foot sucking. Fetish salon here. At the Dr. Susan Block Show. And by the way, our telephone number, if you're listening to us live, is 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. If you're not in North America, then you've got to call our regular number, which is 213-670-0066. And yes, footsie is fun, you know. I mean, it makes you laugh. You know, some people are very serious about their foot fetishes. But it's also kind of just a fun thing that lots of people enjoy, even if you don't have a fetish for it, right?
Oh, no.
So have you ever stuck your toe up your lover's ass?
No, not yet.
That's a thing
but
to
after
do.
But tonight, yeah, after he licks my small toe some more,
yeah,
then maybe.
I don't know if you can get your small toe up there.
No, but he
you would
to
get
do
the
that
big toe up there, or maybe
be,
the second.
I want to be at home, relaxed, and I want to feel the sensations that everybody's talking about. The small toe has. So I'm gonna go for it.
yeah.
And
go
once,
for the
once
small
I'm
toe.
Satisfied, then I will go ahead and because he likes to satisfy me first. And then once I'm satisfied, it could take him, you know, however long, and then I'll take care of him.
Now, I like a little bit of biting on the toes.
Yeah, that's
you know, because
nice.
that presses into the pressure points that are, you know, it's like a massage.
I like to bite his buns when I'm, like, down there licking his asshole.
I mean, no crunching, but biting.
No,
biting.
My toe, and that was nice. Dragging the teeth
along the toe is very good. It's very good because the toe has all these nerve endings that need pressure, I think, to release tension. You know, that's why we have acupressure massage that's mostly along the, you know, the soles of the feet.
It's hot in here. I think I'm just really hot right now.
Why don't you take off your clothes?
Talk.
You know, there's no dress code here. You can take it all off.
Susie.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Oh, I have callers that are on plates now. We don't have any more.
That's way cool.
5x8 cards, so we're now using plates.
That's not a caller.
Okay. And this is not a caller. This is a notice that Rebecca, our new therapist, would like to jack someone off. All right.
We have an offer here. And I haven't, you know, I talked to Rebecca. I actually did a therapy call with her today.
Yes, it's great.
A role play call with an old client, and he wanted to do this elaborate role play, and I just called up Rebecca. She's brand new, and I just threw her into the pool. I mean, not much preparation. We're telephone sex therapists here. You know, every Saturday night we do a show, and we just kind of have fun on the show and do whatever we want and talk to people. But during the week, we actually work for a living, although we're also having fun, and yet, you know, it costs money because, of course, you're doing it in private, and that is talking about your sexuality, whether it's getting help with a sexual problem or getting help with enjoying a sexual fantasy. We do it all over the phone as well as through webcam. And Rebecca is our newest telephone sex therapist, and like I said, I just threw her into the pool today, and boy, did she swim. She did the butterfly. She deep sea dove. I mean, she was right there,
yeah,
right with the program. So where is she now? I haven't even met her yet.
You'll meet her after the show.
Oh, she doesn't want to be in person. A lot of our telephone sex therapists, you know, they're exploring the outer reaches of the human erotic mind. And so they don't want to show a face.
We're talking about the outer reaches.
And you know, and I'll tell you, I of course am very public about what I do, but you know, you get a lot of flack for it. So I certainly sympathize with people that want to keep their anonymity.
You've got 4 minutes.
Okay, I've got 4 minutes. So how am I going to help, I mean, Rebecca to jack off somebody?
No, you're not.
I'm not. I don't have time unless we get a caller to do it. But she's not even, she just wants everyone to know that she wants to jack off someone. So actually soon we're going to, you know, be done with the show. And at that point, then you can call our phone service, our institute at the Dr. Susan Block Institute, 213-670. That's 213-670-0066. And maybe you'll talk to Rebecca and have yourself the telephonic erotic experience of a lifetime. But in the meantime, I do want to thank my guests, right?
Thank you for having us.
I mean, two fantastic couples, one of whom is like an amazing example of true love, just getting together against all odds, and true lust. You know, love is one thing, and love is great. Love is the most powerful thing in the universe, and you've kept that love alive. But even more remarkable, you've kept the lust alive.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe because you haven't gotten married. I don't know, but I think it's because of you and
the
rimming
thing.
You
know,
they're married. Yeah.
They're common law.
Just a little weird, but
yeah,
right.
They're married. I think you should have a ceremony, though. You know, I'm a Universal Life Church minister.
Awesome. You can marry us.
I'd like to marry you here sometime.
Absolutely.
Speakeasy. I've done that before, and you know, invite some friends. None of those bad relatives, though, please.
No.
Okay. and we'll have a great party, and you can get married and be a princess and be the prince, you know, and that would be great. And you guys are getting married tomorrow. This is Jared and Karen.
Congratulations.
And Karen had this great orgasm on the air last time, and now she's going to have an orgasmic marriage with Jared. And
2 minutes.
Yep, I've got two minutes, so I'm savoring my minutes. And so tonight, I mean, I think the foot, you know, you set foot into a marriage. I'm trying to figure out how this relates.
Doctor, I just wanted to tell you, you look absolutely fabulous.
Well,
okay?
Thank you, dear.
You are just a gorgeous, gorgeous lady, and I want to do you someday.
Oh, wow. Suck on my toe.
I agree. I've been admiring your breasts while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I'm not going to show my butthole right now.
Don't you dare. I will attack it.
It's not the hole, but it's the part. Okay, gosh, I'm blushing now. Aww, I'm so excited to be adored by beautiful women.
Mm. 1 minute.
And right now, if you're watching on TV, you can see Max sucking on my toes. And actually, what did he just put on my toes? Some kind of sour cream and caviar, I think?
Shrimp.
Oh, the shrimp and the...
Shrimp.
But you got white on
tequila,
your...
Tequila.
Is that coke on your nose? Stay tuned for the coke on your nose story. Coming soon to Radio Suzy 1. You're going to hear it all here, the coke on your nose story. But there's Max just eating up something off of my feet. He's eating a whole meal off of my feet. Look
and
at
enjoying
that.
It.
And mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, next time we'll do tequila toe shots.
Yeah.
Tequila toe shots, man.
Or shrimp.
Shrimp diving.
Yeah, shrimp diving.
Whatever. Okay, you're out of time.
Okay, I got to go. But I want you to be good, be happy. Get married if you want or not. It doesn't matter. But just make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One